Hello, you're listening to a spoiler-filled film conversation. Hooray!
Everybody now, swap your body now.
I thought this was a definite shoo-in for an I am the Walrus reference at the beginning.
I am the walrus.
Yeah.
What do you
It
mean?
starts off like I am we and you are he and we are they and we are all together.
Oh, that's news to me, mate. Not that familiar with it, it seems. Sorry, didn't make that connection.
No,
Well,
no,
were you going to say something, Abby?
not I, all I said was fair play, Rich. You never fail to surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, Backstreet could go back in the box now. Anyway, yes, hello, welcome to Spoiler Film Conversation. Hooray, hooray. Peak the mic, Abby. Well done. Never sounded good. How'd you do it every time?
Pure unadulterated skill.
Unadulterated by ineptitude. You were uncut.
You starting?
Yes.
We haven't even made it past the introduction. You fucking started.
Right. I are Richard. You am Abby.
I are.
And I is also introducing Anthony. I can't keep it up with three, didn't work. Can't switch them all around. Anthony's here also.
Hello.
Thanks. So just the three of us, not really conducive to a body swap. Have there been any three-way body swap movies? Quick, skim the catalogues of your mind of every body swap movie. And let
I've
me know.
definitely seen one where there was like a small portion of the film where they were trying to fix it, they made it worse, and there were like three of them in the wrong bodies. But it wasn't the whole film, it was just like a chunklet.
Chunklet.
I think TV shows have done it a couple of times.
It definitely would have happened. I can't pluck from my mind a three-way swap. I mean, there must be just some things that go gung-ho with swapping out in and out. Quantum leaping hither and thither. Anyway, this week we are dealing with one specific body swap movie. I selected it for us because I'm fucking king of the body swap movies, and
You are.
I just love them. I just that's why I picked it. I just like I haven't had enough body swap movies in my life, and I've had plenty. And I'm trying, you know, if there's any genre of movie to become an expert in, it's body swaps. This is a they're so fun. No, they have so many of the same tropes. Oh, look at me in the mirror. Whoa. Oh, I'm gonna play with my bits. Oh, people are gonna think I'm someone else, and I'm gonna have to convince them I am that person, but I don't have the same memories. Oh, you know, there's endless tropes and body swaps that are all they're in this and, you know, others. But yeah, that's why I picked it. But I was looking for more, having watched, you know, at least upwards of 15. I mean, that sounds like a small number. How many body swap movies do you think there are, guys? Like generally,
I couldn't name 15.
There's way more than 15 because it's, I mean, it does happen where, okay, so TV shows I would consider separately because, like, you can just do a special episode of some bullshit TV show. I don't know. I'm just checking a list. I have watched 30 body swap movies.
My God.
Yeah, like some of them might not strike you as obvious body swap movies, like. Let's see, what's one that's a sort of non quite like the film Possessor is technically not a swap because it's an assassin going into other people's bodies, but it's the same idea. And like Big isn't a body swap per se, like you get a big body, right? Like Tom, you get a child gets Tom Hanks's body, and he ages up, doesn't he? But that's the body swap spiritually, he has swapped bodies, right? He's in a
Yeah, I
new
could
one. You're a purist, aren't you? You're like a body swap has to be literally
No,
two
I'm sorry.
people.
I can see that being classed as a body swap.
I don't know. Freaky
I have
Friday.
watched
Go
Freaky
on.
Friday.
That's about it.
I don't know. Like, there's some that just feature bodies. Like, some sci-fis, you have a momentary bit as well. I'd count those to some extent. But I've got other. I keep tabs on body swap movies to the point where I know films that have body swaps that I haven't got round to. Like, apparently Shrek the Third, and I'm like, I can't put myself through that rubbish. I will be a completist one day, but you know, I don't know. I've watched the Great and the Good and the, let's be honest, mostly shit body swaps. From Freaky Friday to 13 going on 30 to The Change Up to fucking both Vice Versas, to the real dregs, the like Christian body swap movies where same people swap for no reason because it's Christmas or something, and two sisters learn empathy by being exactly the same person and swapping. I don't know. I can tell you that Dream a Little Dream is the worst body swap movie I've ever seen. Along with...
Thank you for not making us watch it, I guess.
No, yeah. Oh, there's so many shit ones. Wish Upon a Star's rubbish. Like Father Like Son is rubbish. Monkey Bone was terrible. Down to Earth, pretty crap. It's a Boy Girl Thing, rubbish. The Swap, that's a Disney Channel bag of shite. Yeah, They're more bad than good body swaps. Anyway, I'm going to stop saying body swap and just say that I found this because I was looking for more, unsatiable as I am. Maybe it's just because I wish to transition and it's my way of going, I'm too old and too set in my gender to transition. So I live vicariously through movies where it's snap your fingers in an instant. So maybe we'll open up some of the psychology that it takes to be a body swap fan as we talk. But I'm guessing you guys hadn't heard of this one, right?
Absolutely not.
No.
And I'm a fan of obscure Japanese films, and I have no idea what this was.
It's just because look on Letterboxd for body swap things, and you see a list, and this one jumped out as like, what the fuck's this? I guess I should say, what is this to you, Andy? You're going to give the details, right? Just so people can be sure. Because it does have an alternate title in English as well. So I think it's called Exchange Students Exchange Students or Student. But I know it as I Are You, You and Me, which is I like particularly because it's a really bad title. And I love long, awkward titles, as we know from our own podcast.
Indeed.
But anyway, Anthony, can you please lend some clarity to us?
Yes. So, I Are You, You and Me, or in Japanese it's called Tenkosei, or as you say, it's also called Exchange Students or Transfer Students, as it was translated on my copy that I watched.
Oh, right.
But it was released in 1982. It's a Japanese fantasy film. And as you say, it's a body swap film between two teenagers who are meeting again after many years and the struggles that they go through along the way. It was directed by Nobuhiko Obayashi. Let me just scroll, sorry. Written by Wataru Kenmotsu. And it stars Toshinori Omi, Satomi Kobayashi, Makoto Sato, Kirin Kiki, and Jo Shishido.
Thank you. Yes, so neither of you had seen it. Are either of you interested in the subgenre that is body swap movies? Abby, let's go with you first. And by that, of course, I mean Anthony, who has now body swapped with you. Take some time to get used to your new body. And then tell me what Abby thinks, Anthony. What? You didn't know you could body swap via podcast question, did you?
Well, it's not any more arbitrary than falling down some stairs.
I said Abby. Sorry, you know, there's no body swap, you know that. You were saying Abby, you were saying real Abby who hasn't body swapped. It's not. It's as explicable as.
It's just as, what was the word I used? It's just as arbitrary as falling down some stairs to body swap.
In body swap movies, it can be literally anything from a fucking wish upon a star to you found a weird relic, or just choosing your words badly, and I don't know, having an accident. That's a common one, I think. You go, I wish I was my dad and you spent a day in my shoes, and oh no, I've accidentally touched the special object that's enchanted by witch doctors or sunshine, you know, something. It could be anything. It's really, they don't tend to get caught up on the why it happened and how to undo it. Well, they're usually obsessed with how to undo it, but you know, not in this film so much. Anyway, so Abby, what's your experience with body swap movies?
Seen that many. I've liked them for the most part. I think your influence has probably come in and I've seen the better ones.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're all right. And well, I was just, I'm a fan of Quantum Leap still, so I have a fondness for the notion.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about the same general concept of you being surprised with what body you have that keeps me, it doesn't get old for me, even though they do the same thing in a lot of them. I don't know, it just, I find it fun to watch actors pretend to inhabit a different person. Anthony, you were saying, hinting that you haven't seen that many of them.
No, I'm just thinking about it. I saw the remake of Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis. And now that you mention it, we did do Vice Versa, didn't we? Where, like, the son and the father swap.
What did we do with Sean recently where I couldn't decide whether I wanted to be Snoop Dogg or Shaquille O'Neal? It was within the last month, I feel like.
I don't remember why that came up.
You do remember it happened.
Don't know. Did we mention the cobbler with Adam Sandler, where he tries on people's shoes and turns into people? He turns into Method Man in some of that. I can't remember why. We ask so many stupid questions. I can't be pinned. I can't be pinned down as to when I said asked them. Aye. Anyway, so Anthony, you were also surprised because you're usually quite aware of what's going on with weird Japanese movie, because this one not on your radar.
Usually, you did go pretty obscure, so kudos to that, I will say.
Yeah, it wasn't through rooting around endlessly. It was literally just looking for this specific genre. Yeah, it felt almost like it could have been like a TV movie at times. Sure, like 80,
Yeah.
did you say 82?
82, yes.
Yeah. So this, you know, there's a dated element to this, because obviously, with a body swap that's male female, you get into gender politics rather than, you know, father son dynamics or human animal dynamics or whatever the swap is. Some of the stereotypes that the males and females in the school that this takes part in live up to a little bit. Oh, the past. but I think it's, you know, it's not unrepresentative of, you know, Japan in the 80s. You know, little boys can be homophobic. Parents in Japan can be very conservative about traditional behavior for boys and girls, can't they? You know, it's not madness that this sits in a world of pre-prescribed notions. And of course, that's the fun of a body swap, isn't it? Is you're not acting like your gender is supposed to act. Therein lies the hilarity and or confusion, isn't it?
Is very much the bread and butter of these films, yes.
The small problem with this one, well, I did quite enjoy it, but it feels a little bit like we're fulfilling a fantasy for some sort of paedophile who wants to look at little girls naked, to the point where it seems gratuitous the number of times that they have either nudity or the focus seems to be on let's get the girl in her underwear. Do you know what I mean? Like, it felt a bit, come on. no scenes of the boy dealing with his bits, is there, very often? Maybe one or two?
Yes, very much. It's something you can't really avoid when talking about this film, is how often this supposedly 14-year-old girl is flashing her breasts to us.
I forgave it the first time, because when you've body swaps, you will absolutely do that at least once. So I thought, yeah, once, they're going to do that. And then it was like three times, and I was like, this isn't okay now.
Yeah, I mean, a guarantee of a male-to-female body swap where heterosexual characters are involved is a boy gets given boobs for the first time, he's touching them. So, and looking at them. There's always the look in the mirror, check out your bits and stuff, from usually both characters with these sorts of things. It's a little more problematic when it's a parent, so they tend to skirt around that. Though there are usually off-color jokes about dad dicks and stuff in male body swaps. And I don't know that any child should be dealing with having their father's genitals, so I understand when that gets skirted around. And I anyway, back to this one, though. I'm hoping the actress is over consenting age, right?
I'm hoping so, but like, she seems very young.
But then they are youthful looking in general as a nation. So it is very as hard a nation, to tell.
All the Japanese are, are you racist?
No, it's character, because they have such a good diet and healthy lifestyle. They
stop generalizing. Like sumo wrestlers, they're Japanese as well. They're huge.
Yeah, babyface.
Baby faces.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, yeah. Well, okay. I'm not going to do the research because I don't want to be upset and find out that she was underage. But she's a very good actor, either way.
I've looked her up. She was born in 65, which would make her either 16 or 17 whilst filming this.
Could be better, couldn't it? Don't love that. Yeah.
Not ideal, but not the worst.
Yeah. So anyway, like, there is an element, like, the thing that also is a bit like, sorry, what? Is when you've body swapped with someone, I mean, you know, I'm assuming everyone understands, like, oh no, a person's being is in that body of another person. When that happens, you meet yourself and you see yourself from the other person's body, and you're like, it's the first time you're looking at yourself in that way that isn't just in a mirror. And so there's the freak out element where you realize whose body you're in, and then there's the meet the other person, like, ah, don't do anything with my body, you pervert, and don't ruin me or touch me or take care of my body, it's precious to me. You've got to have that scene, and both people have to have that preciousness about their own body. But there's often an element of, oh, would I like to have sex with myself in someone else's body? You go, this is a bridge that doesn't need to be crossed. And in this film, it goes, there seems to be a needless crowbarring of, why does the female trapped in the male body wants to see and touch her old body again? So, and there's will they, won't they have sex with each other occasionally in this film? And you go, don't do this.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to, would you? Also, we don't need to see teenagers doing it. Don't fall in love with your body swap. You know, after you've swapped back, it's okay, because you potentially have bonded in an intimate way. But not, where do you guys stand on hopping off with your body swap in movies and or real life, I suppose?
I don't think, I didn't necessarily get that vibe off it, that they might have sex.
When there's a moment where she's like sad in the male, but they're called Kazumi and Kazoo or something, right? Is that their names?
The boy's called Kazuo, the woman's called Kazumi.
So they swap in this film, having fallen down some temple steps together and kicked a can.
They kicked a can and fell down some stairs.
Yeah, you know, Japanese temple steps and a can mix, but we all know the old trope. But anyway, they swap bodies, and there's a scene where she's upset and she misses, they've been stuck that way for a while, and she misses her old body. You might be like, It is weird. I've been stuck in someone else's body for a while. And it's the sort of grabbing at herself in a kind of affectionate way. You go, why would you be cuddling up to you? So, and the scene, like, there's a moment where they hold hands. It's more poignant than like, oh, I haven't seen myself from this angle before. I haven't seen myself this way before. It's a sort of, we're both on a traumatic emotional journey here. It's sort of sweet. But there's also a time where they're on some rocks, I feel like, where an even more problematic thing happens where a rapist gets involved. But there's a moment bizarre. Where the teens are almost going to, like, are they going to kiss and make out? Like, they're touching each other. And it's like, wait, are you going to fuck yourself, literally?
I certainly felt that vibe a couple of times.
Is it on? Would you fuck yourself, Anthony?
I kind of think I would.
There's a few stages before we get to that, isn't there? You don't instantly go hooray and then go fight.
No, of course, of course. But you know, I wouldn't say it was off the table.
Narcissist. It really matters. It depends who you swapped into, doesn't it? If you swap with a chimp, you probably never mind that one. Yeah, like, you know, if you, I think I'd be tempted. It kind of depends who with, but like, you'd be like,
you gave up that high ground pretty quick.
I wasn't taking a moral high ground. I was pitching a question that I was, you know, willing to go into the boggy marshes of what fucked up things would you be willing to do given a, let's be honest, fantasy scenario that's never going to happen. So it don't matter, does it? Anyway, I jerk off while directly staring into the mirror. That's what I do. So it makes perfect sense. Just have to make hard, unblinking eye contact with my own reflection at all times. No, yeah, it's fucked up, isn't it? I mean, there's no easy way to say it, but you shouldn't be fucking yourself if you body swapped. Ethically, it's weird. Morally and psychologically, it's all a bit weird. But, I don't know, people are people, aren't they? In this, though, they have this moment on a rock, don't they? And then a cartoon rapist kid, teenager, comes along, or older boy or something, doesn't he? Interrupts their moment where they're just sort of talking and, you know, figuring stuff out. And then he's like, a girl, I'll rape this girl in front of her possible boyfriend.
I'm not sure it happened. I think my mind has just kind of filled in the blanks. But I'm pretty sure he was wearing a leather jacket and sunglasses and slicked back hair like he's from the 50s, but I'm pretty sure I made that up. That's in my head now forever.
I think he's in like douchey athletic wear, possibly. And I don't know if he had a mullet. He had like, he may have had greaser hair or something.
A slight problem, though, with this film is the whenever there is like another like adult, I'll say adult character. They're often very goofy.
There's a little bit of hammy acting going on that is harder to pick up when it's a subtitle film because you're not directly reacting to how the characters pronounce and act the words out. You can see how they're acting, but you don't get the full brunt of it. Maybe Japanese people could tell it's really cheesy as a film. I think it was clear at times this character was over the top. Like, there's this, they get into a little three-way fight where the girl in the boy's body tries to stop her body getting raped, and she gets kicked in the dick or balls and experiences ball pain for the first time, which must be quite something. And then they sort of fight off the attacker, and he does a really comical jump down off the rocks and, oh, my balls, you know, like he's been Rochambeau'd into defeat. And it's very, very silly.
Is that true about jumping up and down?
What do you mean?
That's a new one to me.
How, what they suggested that if you've been kicked in the balls, jumping up and down can help a bit.
There's no, I've never tried because you're in too much discomfort. To
be you're generally just on the floor in the fetal position.
Yeah, folding up. That's right. It's a like intense, internal, sickening feeling that crumples you. To try and jump up and down, I don't know. It's all bloody
It's literally the last thing that would be on your mind at that moment.
The
I get up and jump up and down.
Next time I'm nutted in the balls by someone I'm trying to rape, I'll remember to jump up and down.
Sure.
Get back
but
to
like
you.
He's one example. Like another one that comes to the top of my head is there's only like one scene where like the principal of the
school.
Of the school is there and he goes up to the roof for some reason and he's then got a teenage girl on his head. And like it feels like he's just stepped out of like a sitcom or something.
It's got a very like anime feel at times to the comedy and the acting, doesn't it? The parents can be quite over the top and cross and sort of bossy and yeah, I don't think it's meant to be like there's quite the drama between the two characters and their experiences are taken seriously more or less. It's a playful and funny, but it's like it's not meant to be completely dopey, but it's still in a children's movie, wacky. It's still a bit cartoony, isn't it? I wouldn't say it's full blown wacky.
No, actually, I'd say I was quite surprised that it didn't go very wacky.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely got a corny tone generally, but it's going for almost it's almost an allegory for accepting transitioning, like involuntary transitioning, coming to terms, being the wrong gender and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, I think we should rewind a bit because there's more to the start of the film really than just the getting straight to the action. And it starts off in black and white, which was a weird choice, I felt. So it's like we set up that Kazuo, did you say?
Yes.
Kazuo? With an O on the end?
Kazuo.
Kazuo. So Kazuo is a budding like film enthusiast, like home movies, directory aspirations, kid, and he's a bit crap in school, other academic stuff. And then it's in black and white. We and the new girl comes to school, Kazumi. She comes to the school and they know each other from childhood or earlier in their childhood. And so she's like introduced to the whole class, and then it turns out that because they have similar names, it comes out that they know each other, and she embarrasses him by telling.
He goes hard.
I know.
Did.
Proper dick move. But it's basically a, you know, peed yourself story, wet the bed, which everyone laughs in the class laughs at. But then they double down and have him. He's like having his lunch in the, I don't know, he's in like the announcement, speaker announcement. What's
the radio announcement place, yeah.
Yeah, in the school. And she, I guess they're live mic to him chewing his food or whatever, or she accidentally knocks the button on. I don't really know why it's broadcast, but she broadcasts them talking, which is her mentioning, oh, I remember when you ate cat food by mistake, when you stayed over my house and you fucking wet yourself and I had to wear my knickers and you couldn't find the hole for your dick. And everyone hears this, you know, proper childhood trauma now from this bitch who's turned up. You know, they set this, she's, you know, fairly playful and he's sort of put upon and she's sort of hassling him because he's trying to deny knowing her because she's an embarrassment to him, I guess, and making him look like a fool in front of his friends, right? And this, you know, she's quite boisterous. And then so when they switch and she's really traumatized and sad and in quotation marks, very girly and sort of not dealing with it very well. Like, that wasn't the character we got. We got a fucking, she the female at the start wasn't, you know, quite so timid. I mean, maybe switching bodies with someone freaks you out and you can't cope. But they set out a stall like, you know, the girl was fairly confident as well, and that didn't happen. Once they switched, you know, the boy was behaving just very meek and sad.
They did make a passing reference to very frequent erections, so it might be that that's why she was so meek and sad all the time, because she literally couldn't take five steps without it going off.
True. That's legit, though. That's teenage boy's view. Can't look the wrong way without causing an erection.
You are right, though. I did that was, I think that was my major complaint, was that Kazumi in Kazuo's body just, I don't know, didn't get as much attention and didn't quite feel like it was the same character.
No, and it's not like the guy was doing a good job of playing a girl. Like, he looked like his hair looked a bit more pathetic, and he carried himself in a more traditionally feminine way, and a bit more, but he was mostly crying and being sad and melancholy. He didn't have as much of a journey to go on, I guess, because the focus was a little bit more on boy and girl's body, probably because it could lead to pervy fucking revelations about getting undressed and behaving like a boy, even though you're a girl. Like, that's presumably more appealing to the director or some of the writers. I don't know. It felt a little bit like we need to share the focus. That would have been better, and maybe match the characters both ways. Because the girl playing the boy was very fucking entertaining and very, like it was a proper change of character. It was like she stood differently and stood like genuinely like how a young boy might stand who's dealing with putting on a nighty or, you know, not sitting right in the house, not sitting very ladylike and behaving with the manners you'd expect of this character, you know? So
she
thought,
looked like she really enjoyed eating like a man.
Chomping on a banana and sitting with your, you know, legs crossed the wrong way or something, I don't know. Also, you know, playing around in general.
And it's kind of a shame because the way, like, the story unfolds at the end is that the Kazumi is having much of a harder time as a man than Kazuo is as a woman, and it feels like it's trying to make the point of kind of like the gender politics at the time that a more masculine woman is more acceptable than a feminine man, kind of thing.
Yeah, like there's an intrinsic homophobia, and you have to. You know, you can't be meek as a boy. That doesn't work. Yeah, and I don't think it explores the advantages of a girl suddenly being in a boy's body, because there are lots of perks that would come with being a boy for the first time in your life. But, you know, they could have took more advantage of, you know, being treated with more respect and not having so much expected of you and stuff. But they seem to go down the route of you'd be thought of as a homo and made fun of and bullied and be pantsed and accused of not having a penis because you talk a bit like a girl and walk a bit differently, you know, like it was a bit route one. It was a bit like unimaginative of the film. That said, I did generally find it entertaining and interesting watching it, mainly because once they do body swap, it kind of goes with the premise of accepting that you don't know how to get back and you may have to live this way forever. Normally, body swaps spend a long time going, oh shit, we have to do it back, it's awful. And then, you know, they can't and they come across problems. But these ones were just like, no, weeks are passing and we may have to just be different people now and have different parents and cope. it was a bit weird. You know,
we may be back to normal tomorrow. I guess not, though. So let's just keep going.
Yay, you move away. That's fine, I guess. Sure.
Did you like what they were doing with these characters, Abby?
I like what they did in principle. There's a couple of weeks, as we already talked about, but I did like sort of two people just having to live that way in a more calm and settled way. Because usually there's an element of panic to body swap films, whereas this one was just sort of like a slow burn of two people not really knowing what to do.
Yeah, it's almost a little odd they didn't think to try and figure out what they didn't know why they swapped, but they didn't instantly run back to the steps and go, right, we need to do something at the temple again.
If I was in the film, I would have spent at least 40 minutes kicking a can and running up and down those stairs.
I mean, yeah, and that is usually body swaps do that thing. If they try the thing, but of course the MacGuffin, or for whatever reason, isn't doing what you want now, you haven't learnt your lesson. That's usually the first thing you have to do is learn something. And then the
which
hands of fate.
The thing in this.
It was just coincidence again, wasn't it?
Really? Unless she was being punished because she had absolutely and utterly eviscerated him in school. But that was not made clear.
No. Go on.
I would say I don't think it, like, it's a bit more subtle about them kind of like learning a lesson. It's not like, oh, obviously, I'm gonna make a speech about now I know what it's like for a woman and now I understand the difficulties of a man in today's society kind of thing. But I think they both kind of just subtly grow in their own ways, kind of thing.
They become rounded through experience and having the world treat them differently and doubt them and have they deal with the odd peculiar situation in a way that I think grows them up a bit. So, I think it matured them without it literally being a lesson about I am this way and I have learned that is wrong. It wasn't like a boring teach me a lesson story. It was about empathy and dealing with the quite fucked up situation of having your parents not believe you. Because obviously they have the scene early on, they fall down the stairs, they swap for no reason, and then they don't notice they've changed, they just pop off to each other's homes. And I think we follow the girl first with the boy in the body, and then so it takes him to get to his house that he doesn't live in, like as a girl. He goes in, his mum doesn't see him come in. He goes straight to his room and he starts taking his uniform off from school, then discovers he has breasts, and then checks the mirror and is like, oh. I loved her acting when she did the noises. It was great. And so she sort of grapples her tits in her bra and then checks her where her penis has gone and freaks out and goes like, oh dear, like, and then has to run instantly to find her friend. It's a bit awkward to know who I'm on about, but like,
I
and
would
we
say the borderline enemy at this point after what she did.
the enemy was, yeah, I suppose it's like, gotta go find the person who is you in your body. So that she runs, she cycles or off. And then discovers Kazuo crying and begging, technically his mum, but she doesn't recognize. Both sets of mothers seem to think they're playing a stupid game that both mothers haven't got time for. Like, I don't know what this bullshit is that you're jabbering at me about being a different person. And look, all the other ones here now, they're in on the act now. Stop fucking around. It's basically rows because we've got to get ready for dinner and your dads are coming home and all that. It's all the like, don't talk shit. I haven't got time for funny games. And then so, even though you've explained that you've swapped, it's kind of like pointless because it's too stupid an idea for people to accept unless you're watching at home and then you instantly go, yes, of course, I accept the situation. I see it as proven out to be true. It becomes, oh fuck, what are we going to do then? Our parents aren't interested, and we're kind of dismissed to our own homes, or the now wrong homes. We haven't had much time to, we're like, oh Christ, you're me, I'm you, etc. I guess we need to play it normal, is the scenario, isn't it? Like, they instantly get into, well, be me and don't fuck around my body, don't touch my tits, you pervert, take care of my penis. And go deal with my parents and I'll deal with yours. We'll both be miserable because we don't know what the fuck's happening. And we have the wrong parents and we don't know any of the household etiquette, really, isn't it? A lot of it's about how does someone quantum leap into the wrong person and deal with the fact that they don't remember anything that that person would know, isn't it? Common trope of body swaps.
You'll be
That's
all
work.
right for a bit. And then there's that one weird house rule. There was no way on earth you could know.
Yeah, like, where do I pray to the grandmother before bed? Oh, in the corner at the shrine. I didn't even know she was dead. Okay. Bit odd. And like, the family members, the brothers or sisters or whatever, it's brothers for one of them, isn't it? And then parents of the other. They know something's up with them. They're behaving weirdly, i.e., masculine or upset or feminine and uncharacteristically odd, but they can't. No one puts their finger on it, do they? They're just like, stop being weird. You're weird. Ugh, that's not the way your gender usually behaves, you know?
Yeah, because you're never going to jump to the conclusion of you're in the wrong body. That's
even if that's what they've said. Yeah, no, you're going to be like, you know, you're in a, you're, I don't know, weird teenager hormones. Who knows? So it's, you know, one family is like, one character is dealing with having to like close her legs and be more ladylike, and the other one is like stroppy and talking a bit feminine and sounding a bit gay or whatever, and not, and just, you know, being off generally, which is fair. I mean, you would be.
I will say the thing that surprised me about the film is that it doesn't go in for all the tropes very much.
It kind, you know, of, I mean? it gets beyond it after a point. It doesn't want you to endlessly be in a problem of no one believes you. It wants to be like, okay, so you're stuck in these bodies, you're dealing with living each other's lives. Let's get past the obvious things we could do here and get to the, when it drags on, what would happen? It wants to jump along, doesn't it? It goes quite quickly to days and weeks rather than, you know, because I think stuff like Freaky Friday happens in a very short space of time. Friday, probably, right? But I think nights and days do pass in some of those films. But like, you know, they literally are apart, and like they have their odd phone call to each other about like, how do I, like, I can't remember quite what they ask about, but it's basically like, what do I do in your house with your family? How do I?
There was an extended conversation about how to properly pee and clean yourself afterward.
Yeah, turns out
which makes sense. It's like, that is the kind of conversation you'd have if this happened. It's like, right, you know, you don't know how to handle this. This is how you do it. You just need a shake. You don't need to be wiping that shit.
Pee time isn't masturbation time, lady. and vice versa. Like, there's a sweet bit where the girl in the boy's body tells Kazuo in the girl's body or whatever, you're going to have your period. It's been long enough that you're going to come on your period. And it's your first time. It's not my first time. But you're going to need to know some stuff going in. And it was kind of nice the way it was, gave her the heads up, you know? And I like that, but the fact that they thought about that. And that's what's good, is it takes, because you've got a longer period of time and they're stuck that way, it's kind of, you're bound to get used to the body after a while. Like, normally a body swap is quite a fast scenario. Whereas this one's like day about... in... Sorry, go on, Abby.
Can I talk about periods for a minute?
No. Yeah, go on. No, do.
Well, it's an interesting premise in that way, because there might be something that now more than then, there are a lot of options you can do to deal with your period, but some you don't really want to put on to someone else to do for their first time in your body. For example, I would not expect someone who is inhabiting my body to use, say, a tampon, for example, or anything else that gets inserted. So you may go contrary to your usual habit and say, this is a pad, we'll just use these this time. Mm. We'll take it from there.
Yeah, because Kazumi in the boy body has to basically worry about him just changing her underwear every day. Like, she has to check, are you changing your panties every day? And it's like, well, the day before yesterday. Like, fucking just boy hygiene doesn't take the same priority as girls who were kind of forced into being, at least, I think a societal norm is that girls fuss more over hygiene and bodily cleanliness, and boys can be a bit more like, whatever, doesn't matter.
It's not just peer pressure or whatever. We produce liquids.
Yes,
yeah, you need to change the pants every day.
Yeah, boys, when they produce liquids, it's more ejected further away from them. That's helpful. But we touch upon the few little things, isn't it? It's stop, like, there's like the stop walking. Can you please walk like a girl? And then, like, Zuo gets to like walk really ridiculously like a girl and make fun. Because that's the thing is, Kazumi, in a boy's body, is just fretting and upset and uncomfortable and is behaving too feminine and getting him into trouble. And then because he's like acting like a fucking first class boy monkey man, and not behaving, you know, as expected, they both get into trouble. And then they also touch on, academically they've switched, so one's now performing better in school, the other one's failing. I guess that's quite significant to Japanese families as well. I mean, kind of everyone is concerned with their grades slipping or getting better. And then all of the sort of friend characters, basically are, there's not that many people drawn into the story other than you're behaving weirdly. This has been a lot more fights now that they've switched. There's fights because they're the wrong way around, but also they each end up sticking up for each other and getting into kerfuffles, don't they? And they're just the other kids in the school are more background fodder for, you know, bullying and making fun and laughing at the behavior of the swapped, you know, characters.
Apart from the one girl who somehow clocks on to what's going on.
Yeah, like one of the friends of Kazumi is told as well, isn't she? And she believes it because she can see that it kind of they, you know, she could tell their personalities are the wrong way around. And so that when
Yeah, he
she's
writes
told
a
about it,
letter.
right, yeah. And when they have like, because they get into a bit of, well, if we're really stuck this way, you're going to have to see the guy I fancy and all this. Like, there's a whole, how is dating going to work when we're the wrong people? We don't want to wreck and sabotage each other's relationships. And at the same time, we are different people. So it's, how is it going to work? And also, it's interesting they tackle the idea that when you see how someone else in your body behaves around someone you fancy, you kind of go a bit cold on the idea. Like, you suddenly, because you're looking at the relationship and seeing someone else potentially fuck it up, you go, oh, maybe I wasn't in love with that person. It was just like a brush rather than a genuine relationship. That was interesting. What do you guys think of Kazumi realizing she didn't like her sort of boyfriend that much or whatever it was?
Well, that was a difficult one because we didn't actually have any sense of it before.
Yeah, she's like, they go on a date, but we haven't seen a previous date, have we? Yeah. It
So
would
it
have been
did
nice.
work as a scene, but it wasn't quite, it didn't quite do as much as it could have.
That's true, actually, Abby. I like the idea, but actually, the execution is a bit. It hasn't been thought out as much because we do need the before and after. And it didn't mean that much to us because we didn't know the character before then. So it would have. But I think it just. I liked the things the movie explored more than the way it explored them sometimes, if that makes sense. Like, I almost had more ideas on what could make for a good TV show or series if you have a protracted body swap. Like, just I thought there was a lot to be said for what if a body swap was permanent and the both people just had to accept being different, and that's kind of an interesting drama then, isn't it? And eventually you'd get used to it and everything. It would be like a whole other take on the genre. Just a thought.
That's true, actually, because there's always, when you're coming into these body swap things, there's always like that implied thing of like, don't worry, it will be sorted out by the end,
Yeah,
kind of thing. But there were moments towards the end of this where it's like, is it going to change? There was that uncertainty whether it was going to change back or not.
It's what the film became focused on, is the characters accepted that there was no way to know. There was the ticking clock of Kazuo's family, his dad, who eats topless at the table because he's that sort of guy, was getting a promotion and they were going to move for the promotion to another city. So the two body swappies have to accept that, fuck, my body that I've been used to for like, you know, 14, 15 years is going to be elsewhere. And even if we do swap back, well, this is a problem. It's almost like not only do you need to maintain your life and keep up the facade that you're someone else, but you have to worry about what might happen to your body in case you switch back. And obviously, you want it back. And it's your family, of course, as well. There's a whole host of problems with that happening. And so, putting a ticking clock on it means jeopardy, but it's kind of temporary jeopardy because you know it's a film, they're going to swap back. You know, like it's I can't think of one where, you know, because when body swap, when someone lives as a different gender in a film, it's because it's about trans issues, not like a magic scenario.
Only ever seen it in, say, a horror film where they haven't swapped back because one of them's dead.
Oh.
But yeah, I can't actually think what that is at this time.
There are things where people like kind of go into, like their soul is uploaded into a new person and they survive as a new person, like it's a video game or something. But yeah, I don't know, like this, the classic gender swap, body swap, though, doesn't usually, I mean, all the comedy body swaps, which this sort of is, have to obey the law of swapping back. I don't know. I like that for a while there, it was about accepting it and being like, well, fuck it, this is my life, this is the new me. And that I am entitled to your body a bit more. I don't know. It was nice seeing like the girl bully and kick and fight people back. But I thought the real stuff was between the two of them, where they were like intimately dealing with how distraught it made them, and a little bit of comedy of like, ride the bike like this, and don't grab my tits, it hurts, and like the sort of things are reversed now, you know, empathy. But I like the stuff where, because they decide to run away at some point, don't they? Like, what's the plan? They sort of go to what people think they're going to commit suicide or something in like a hotel with loads of drunk blokes. Do you remember?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what was happening there. There was talk of Kazumi wanting to like kill herself. She's always saying like, I want to die, and then she's going to run away. And I suppose that is her attempting to run away, but Kazuo is following her to some weird drunken party.
So what I think it was is they had a boat ride to, I guess, a pseudo tourist destination that a bunch of like drinking blokes go and have a party, and they were sort of caught up in it as if they may have been some of the children involved. I think it was mostly just an excuse to have a girl do some drinking when the boy, weirdly, won't have a cheeky underage beer, but the girl's well up for it because, you know, she's got a boy body in her. I think they wanted to have that, and then, like, that was about it. They wanted to have them alone and not dealing with, you know, parents and stuff, so they could look at each other and deal with the traumatic experience they've been through. And, have a quietly intimate moment of reflection on the fucked up situation and just decide what to do about it, really, isn't it?
I'm not sure why they, like, the hotel people jumped to double suicide, personally.
Vaguely recall there being something at the time where there was, like, a spate of them for some reason.
Maybe it's like an Asian thing, like suicide hotels. I think I've seen a Taiwanese film that was about a suicide hotel. I think it was more like a conceptual drama, but maybe there was like suicide packs in the 80s that were coming into the news, and so it was on people's minds. I don't know, they're a bit emo. I don't know what to tell you, other than they were thought of as being part of the group, and then it like the hotel people were a bit concerned. And they had to, basically, they woke up and overheard a conversation and snuck away and back to, I guess, the mainland where they'd come from. And then, because there's a lot of like hijinks in the school and bullshit, but not a whole heap of stuff goes on beyond, like they're dicking around and it's weird and they behave differently. But the bulk of the problem, they get into more trouble and fights and stuff, but you know, it basically is just for the, you know, just for fun, that stuff. And then it gets a bit serious when it's like, what the fuck are we going to do? I'm miserable and you're, you know, coping, but not, you want your dick back. You want to pee standing up was one of the through lights of him, was like, oh, I just miss standing up to pee. It's the little things. There's also, they went on a school trip for a bit, didn't they? That was the middle section was like, what if you were body swapped and had to go on a school trip and had to I mean, the main thing was the but in the boy couldn't swim, the girl couldn't swim, so when she was in the male body and like gets chucked in the sea by his friends, she's drowning and he's rescuing by the girl. And it's like, oh my god, the girl is rescuing the boy. It's like, hey, all right, 80s Japan, we get it. And then the other thing was another excuse to have a young girl flash her tits, wasn't it? It was basically the fairly plausible thing of a boy puts on a girl's bathing costume and forgets that there's a top bit to wear and comes out. And it was very funny the way she cheekily revealed herself, like looking forward to swimming. And then the boy on the concrete was like, fucking hell, woman. Your tits up, you bastard. God's sake. You know, you're flashing me everywhere. And I feel very uncomfortable having a bathing costume with my nipples out. I like this stuff, but I felt like, is this right? Is this an underage girl showing us her tits, guys? Come on, what?
It was a little uncomfortable in places like that, yeah.
But the actor's so good. I found it very amusing and likable. She was so funny as the like rambunctious boy. Very enjoyable. I kind of wanted it to be about this girl becoming like coming out of her shell as more masculine and having fun more. It almost would have been better if the two characters had just been transitioning and hadn't body swapped. They were just about queer teens. But, you know, not conforming to society. What do you think, Abby? Could we have just done an interesting drama about non-conformists, you know?
Oh, yeah, probably. That's the beauty of it. There's just so much scope.
It's a fun gimmick, isn't it, for people living in someone else's shoes or indeed bathing costumes that are not appropriately worn. Yeah, like I felt like it was what let me down is the sort of boring hack cliches of gender stereotypes that were being trotted out were a bit like whatever. I mean, it's not that big a deal. So some of the stuff, if you did it now with a more liberal progressive world, at least you'd hope so, there'd be a bit of bullying and a bit like what's wrong with you, but mostly like whatever, you're androgynous, you're a lot of pansexuals and trans teens these days. There seems to be a bigger, more like, you know, obviously there's a lot of hate and it's a big culture war issue, but generally young people are like, whatever, be you, innit? Give a fuck. We'll bully you for something else. We'll find a way. You know, we don't need you to conform to your gender, but, you know, you got to have the right shoes or bag or hair or something. You know, do you think there's a limit on body swap stories in future? Because, you know, teens are becoming more fluid.
I don't know, because there'll always be cultural differences rather than just sexual ones.
Not just, you're wearing a skirt now, stop flashing your knickers or whatever.
Even if it's just something as simple as body swapping with someone in a very different country to you.
You're right. I mean, I'm glad you say that, because there's so much scope in my mind for body swaps yet undone and untapped potential. But, you know, this 1980s Japanese one, it covered the basics, and then it got to an interesting point where I was like, okay, what are we going to do here? One of us is very melancholy, the other one's more confident and brash, and we have to resolve this. And what draws them back to the temple? Is it just because it's partly on the way to one of their houses or something?
Yeah, I think it's like a shortcut from somewhere.
They just sort of argue and then tumble down the stairs. They're not thinking actively, sure, we should try something, are they? They just tumble and they kick a can again. One of them goes, like, it's Kazuo wants to have a piss as the girl because he needs to go. And then the girl is Kazumi as the boy is sort of staring like, oh, I might commit suicide down the stairs, or maybe not. We don't, just sort of thought melancholically looking around. And maybe going to stumble down the stairs or something. And then they sort of, oh no, don't do that. And then they tumble down and swap back. And they're like, yeah, oh, I'm myself, you're me, etc. And actually, now that I'm a boy, I'm still busting for a piss. And then one of the funny bits is like, the girl, having been elated to be back in her own body, is like, I'm going to watch you pee standing up. Like, it's a real sweet, like, it's a thrill for us again to be normal and to do this thing.
Plus, was it just
we're past intimacy now because we've been each other. Fuck it.
Is it just me, or did he have a really long piss?
Yeah, like had she been just. She just didn't like going because it made her penis feel weird. not have to touch a boy's penis again. I'll keep it in. Just a rock. So I think he was just a bit, you know, overly fond of peeing. This guy, no matter which body he was in.
Maybe he had a UTI.
Maybe.
Oh, that might be why she was so miserable. She left into a body that had a UTI.
This is a boy who doesn't change his pants regularly and look after himself. Oh. Suddenly she's in like a really fucked up teenager's body that just makes her feel ill. I thought it was quite funny the way that he would, you know, because Kazuo in, oh, fuck it, the actress having be playing a boy in a girl body, you know, like wearing the dresses and it's and still seeming to stand in a masculine way and be like holding a handbag and making it look like it bothers you. And I thought that it was all very well done. It was the most enjoyable stuff was just seeing a girl act wrong. And yet it is a girl being herself. Like, it's still an actress. You know, there is no body swap. She's creating the illusion that is akin to something like a ventriloquist act, you know, of with your own body demonstrating that you don't know how to be comfortable in it and not know how to wear your own clothes correctly and stuff. I think that's where it was at its best. And then, like, Kazuo being really sad that she doesn't get his home-cooked food or, you know, I don't know. Just like there's like the homemade dumplings, and then as a sign of bonding between the two, one of them remembers to give the dumplings to the other one, and be like, probably stop being off school, mate. That's the other sad thing. It's like she can't cope being a boy, so she's off school for too long, right? That's one of the things that happened.
His friends were fucking horrible.
Well, they kegged him, didn't they? And like got his dick out because they were, I don't know, weird homophobes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone either if I was obliged to spend time with those people because they were his alleged friends. I would have told them to fuck off as well.
Yeah. It's a real mixed bag, this film, because there was so much I liked, and at the same time it handled most situations in a way that was frustrating and like missed the potential of what could be good about this story. I don't know. I did like the actors, though. I thought the two main actors were good and made the material better than what it would be if it was poorly acted, I suppose.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with your sentiment. Like, I enjoyed watching. It was very easy to watch as a film.
Yeah.
But, like, you're right. There's, like, there does feel like there was missed potential. Because, like, they had, like, the certain themes there, but they didn't really explore them. They just kind of, like, let them develop in the background kind of thing.
Yeah, it felt like even though it's good to skip over the obvious, it was still being a little shallow with the potential before getting to the conclusion. So at the very, very end, they switch back, they accept it, they go back to their own correct homes. And I think we have a transition back to the black and white. So it comes into like a train passes by near the temple and the colour fades in at the start. And then as they've swapped back to normal, the colour fades out at the same point. And I don't know if this film is trying to suggest that when you swap bodies, life is more colourful and interesting. Almost as if conformity is boring and black and white and old-fashioned, and being different and switching genders is life-affirming and exciting. Because it wasn't for the girl trapped in a boy's body. But I almost would have liked it if it had been be different, don't conform. Life is about, I don't know, gaying it up or something. Like, just be the opposite gender, and don't do what everyone tells you, and be your own self or some shit. What do you guys think the colour transition was trying to do, if anything?
I think it was more to do with kind of like the feeling of nostalgia. Because it happens at the beginning and at the end, and that's when you get the biggest kind of nostalgia things. Like the opening starts with like old footage of a town, and then like the dad reminiscing about it, and then it starts like the school thing, and then the end is the kind of the end of first love kind of nostalgia.
Narcissistic body swap, first love. I think that is what it was inferring, but I also don't know how that fits with what happened because no one has that common nostalgia of, do you remember when you body swapped? Ah, do you remember childhood friendship where you were absolutely tormented and traumatized by fucked up magic? I don't know that that's, I don't know. The idea of first love would work, but it wasn't about first love because it was about being someone else. You know, and it toyed with the notion of childhood friendships and nostalgia, but I don't know that it had that enforced. Also, what was the weird, like they knew each other from childhood before this, and they thought they murdered one of their grandmothers with like
Oh,
poison
yeah.
from the garden, and then I think Kazuo finds out in the girl body that no, like the mum says, like oh no, we like. She didn't die because you poisoned her. She died of like old lady stuff or a heart attack or something. And you just happened to squirt her with gut weed killer as well, you know? And it's like, ah, that lying bitch, you know? It just became like a weird thing to tease one of the other, you know, the other one about. What do you make of that shit, Abby? Adding in a poisoning your grandmother backstory.
Totally unnecessary, but I was kind of there for it.
It was very strange.
Just have a weird flashback of them as younger kids tampering with a dead body. Okay. Well, yeah, like, so Abby, do you think anything about this black and white thing? Why do they bookend the beginning and end in black and white and stuff?
Somewhat nostalgic. I do some like thinking. Not so much that the world is more colourful when you're in another body, but it's a good way to sort of get over that there is another dimension to it. You are enjoying the world from a completely different viewpoint from your own.
Like magic is colorful and normality is black and white and boring. Like there's a little bit like it's exciting to body swap, though terrifying. And now we went back to our normal lives and move, and we did the characters do move away from each other. They don't hook up now that they're back, and it's slightly more acceptable to hook up with yourself. You know, like if they'd have fallen in love, I would have accepted it because there is like what's that film we watched, Abby? Another Japanese high school movie about body swaps. That was like the characters fell in love, but they weren't living in the same time period, so it was kind of all right.
Your name.
Your name, that's right. Anthony got it. Barbie, do you remember that? Where basically it was a similar setting to this, wasn't it? But it was okay that they fell in love because they were, you know, you're in someone else's body, you're a tourist, but you never, they didn't physically meet in the real world until they were back to normal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's okay to fuck? Would you fall in love with someone you body swapped with? Or no? Would it be too intimate? You basically are them, so it's fucked up.
I think I would. I'd sort of be in that sort of mad scientist phase of just trying to fix the problem. I can't have any kinds of notions of interpersonal relationships. It's like, no, we are scientists now. We are going to work this out. We are going to do this again and again and again and again.
And when it fails and you're bored and you give up and suddenly you're looking at yourself in someone else's eyes, you know, you've tried everything and failed and you're stuck with each other and you've been living with each other for ages, maybe narcissism and love are not that far apart. And maybe you've got to know them through weeks of pretending to be each other and living in their room, in their body, with their family. You're bound to be like emotionally more connected to them, aren't you?
Maybe eventually, but we're talking a very long. I would keep at this for a long time.
Sure. I think at least the bond would presumably be a bit more like brother and sister and more tie into a childhood friendship, like Anthony's, you know, suggesting maybe they were inferring there's a like nostalgic, something childhood, first love, rather than we are fully in love in an adult way now.
You and I, Rich, when we watched the film in person, we also talked about how there's going to be more of a sort of like you're in a spy situation when you're in a body swap because you have to be constantly teaching the other person how to be you, and you have to be trying to get it past other people that you are not you.
Yeah, you bond through mutually like being undercover agents in other people's in alien bodies. Just to me, it just seems like that almost makes it like a workplace where you spent all this time. You're the only one with a secret. To me, it seems absolutely likely that two people who had this bizarre situation could plausibly fall in love and, if not cop off with each other in a perverse way, would bond when they get back together. There's a mild suggestion you could root for them because they're the protagonists after all, and we've got to know them and they've got to know each other. So it would make sense if they became like an item, and they'll always have that. Remember how we met? Yeah, we were became each other for weeks on end, but it was fucked up.
It'll be weird when you start to forget what it was like to be you originally.
Yeah, you have an intimate feeling of what it's like for them to be on their period or to, have weird balls or whatever. Like you'd know them and you'd know how their parents treated them. There's a tr you know, it'd be truly unique, wouldn't it? I don't know. I think anyone who body swaps has a free ticket to pop off as long as they're not relatives and at least try a relationship because you've been through a lot now. But this movie gives us the ending of, oh, we're moving away and it's sad, and there's like a, oh, normal, I guess everything's staying as it is. That's kind of boring but inevitable. And the moving van goes with Kazuo in it with his camera, and they kind of have a like, oh, bye, and then she runs after him in the van and is like, goodbye me, goodbye, goodbye me. And then the guy's like, yeah, goodbye. And he starts filming her goodbye and saying goodbye me. And they so there's a sense that they'll always be a part of each other or some shit. I don't know what we're meant to make of the footage of her like disappearing into the background, other than it's some sort of childhood story of this guy
There were
now.
two filmic moves I didn't like, and it usually involved one of them running. And it's like she's running after the bus, that was fine, that was fine. It's just the way she stopped, abruptly turned around, and then walked back in a really weird way so that she looked a certain way in the frame. And I was like, oh, don't do that, you've spoiled it now.
Yeah, like it was a casual, like, oh, that time where I was absolutely miserable for weeks on end and nearly raped, couldn't cope with life, and then the person in my body was acting like a prick that I had to worry about constantly. Oh, that was fun, wasn't it? It's all fun and games now that we're back and safe in our own bodies, and I'm never going down temple steps ever again or kicking a can. No canned foods. No canned foods for me. Thanks very much. Then that guy must grow up and be like, he's got footage of a girl who he used to be in the body of as well. Don't know. Fuck you up for life, that would. You need a therapist, wouldn't you? Definitely. No one would believe you either. You just have to have this weird secret with that one person. Do you reckon as they get older, they deny that it happened because they're too traumatized by it?
I don't think so much deny as you start to not really believe it yourself.
Maybe. Maybe we were all body swapped as children, and as we a part of becoming an adult is forgetting that it happened. Don't know. The film ends on it anyway. Andy, what do you think of the ending?
It felt like I said, it felt more like a coming of age, the end of like a coming of age
Yes,
story,
it
end
does.
of first love. And it's kind of like that's not really what the film was about.
We had a Freaky Friday. It's like it was more just fucked up and about gender politics. Not it wasn't like coming of age. It was mad magic. If anything, they should both become scientists exploring magical steps and like it's like you were saying, Abby. It's like not only would you experiment to get back to normal, it'd be like right now my only field of interest is body swapping and seeing if it can be recreated in any lab environment or if it's connected. I mean, you'd have to research relics and magic and religion and
It's
hands
just that
and
one temple. That is my life now, is what finding out why it happened at that one temple, that one time.
yeah, what's the history of the plot? What's the relevance? Was it religion? Was it magic? Was it alien stuff? You know, like, I guess you'd drive yourself crazy if you couldn't find out how. Maybe you'd also become an expert in the world of body swaps or people who claim body swaps, and you'd have to figure out whether they're real or not. And you know, in if it was our world, they'd all be fake. So anytime anyone claimed to have a body swap, they'd be con men or liars or mentally ill. But it would be an interesting thing to, it would obsess you, wouldn't it? It would be like if you got confirmation of a ghost, you kind of have to become a ghost hunter, don't you? Like, I don't know. Lots of people seem to go around like, oh yeah, I was abducted by aliens, and that's just a part of who I am. Like, at least people who get abducted by aliens usually make it their whole mad life and obsessive. At least have the decency to go full blown obsessive with the weird magic you experienced, I say. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about it too much, but it's a bit like the ending was mainly like, ah, I was you, you know, like a goodbye. I've been someone else. That person is who I am now. It's like slightly profound. That'll do. Melancholy ending, rather than, I guess they didn't have time to show you how their relationship was after the switchback, beyond normal. So, you know, unless we need another movie, I don't know what could they do with the ending. Life goes on is sort of the thing, isn't it? Even if you've had a magic moment, it's just temporary. It still rates fairly high in body swap movies as far as I'm concerned. So I enjoyed it and would watch it again and ponder on it further. It definitely isn't one of the myriad of terrible rubbish ones I will not be visiting.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. Like I said, it was very easy to watch.
Yeah, unlike The Hot Chick with Rob Schneider, which is not easy to watch. But yeah, it does have the odd funny moment, I must admit. Jumanji, that has fun. Plenty of body swaps in the newer Jumanji. Yeah.
Yes, that is it. That is the most recent one.
Face Off, that's a classic. That's a good laugh. I would say this hits
That's not a body swap, that's a face swap.
They have a face off, well, both figuratively and literally. They swap. It's the one actor playing another character, though, so I consider it the same notion.
It's just it, we have to give it the honorary status because, you know, strict rules of golf. It's not a body
Strictly,
swap, but it's
enriches body swap rules. Anything goes. Like, I'll accept Source Code as easy as I'll accept Shazam. You know, like the classic formula is kind of, you know, well, 17 again. Like I am a different person. You know, or old man becomes a young man or something. But like, you got to allow for these other weird where someone has to play someone else in their body. You know, like anytime that happens, I'm like, I'm listening for some reason. I'm listening. I do. What do you think it's about me that I like body swaps for, anyway? What do you think it says about me? I just wish I had a different body.
It's to do with your indecisiveness, I think.
Just want to live as every gender and
Yeah,
type of person.
you want to have tried every single thing.
I mean, I think most people, given the opportunity, would spend a life in the day of someone else's. You know, oh, I'd be, you know, Michael Jordan. That'd be a laugh. That'd be different, wouldn't it? Or, I don't know. Who would you want to swap into? Who would you want to be in the physical body of for a, I don't know, a day or two? Top of the list, guys.
We've definitely had this conversation
We
the
have,
last
probably
couple
have,
of
haven't we?
weeks. But
All right, well, don't worry about it.
why though? What did we do
What is
recently that meant
it?
we had this exact conversation?
It's my obsession with it, is the thing. I want to be someone else. I'm dissatisfied.
Was it just when you watched this the first time yourself?
We might have
Like,
had it
not
in
for the
real
show?
life. I don't know. I don't know. I just think it always grabs me as like an interesting scenario. It always has to be. I wouldn't want to be anyone else permanently, I don't think, unless it was
Oh,
really funny.
it was that film with the alien who kept swapping bodies. What
Oh,
was
fuck.
it?
Meh.
Abby has
Split
swapped.
second.
Split
Was
second.
that it? Yeah.
Swapping bodies, was he?
Yeah. The bad guy was swapping. Or the bad alien.
Swapping bodies.
Yes.
He's
He'd
just a
had
monster, isn't he?
nobody go mouth to mouth. Do you not remember any of the stuff in the
Mouth to
hospital?
mouth.
Like the original host was taken to the hospital, so it switched into the next host, which had the dodgy heart, and that one died. So then it switched to someone else.
Oh,
at
that's
some point
not
it was
split
a dog.
second.
What is
That
it?
wasn't a split second. That was, fuck, what was it called? We just, this is pathetic. We just did this. It was Jamie's pick, was it? Oh no, it was fucking all about cops and stuff. Fuck, what was that called? It wasn't split second, though. That was about a disgusting venom monster. What's wrong with our memories, guys? Seriously. All of us did this.
Oh, that means we watched it recently. I can look on Letterboxd.
It's beyond ridiculous that we can't remember.
The Hidden.
The Hidden, yeah. That's why it's familiar. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, let's never mind who you'd be and I'd be and what's wrong with me. Maybe another time I'll pick another body swap and we'll see what my fascination is then. Leave it as a mystery. Anyway, it's time to say goodbye, isn't it? Goodbye, us. Goodbye.
Goodbye, me. Bye, us. Goodbye, me.
Walrus.
Yeah.
Oh, bye, yeah.